Simin Tzadivav Sif Gimel. Tavlin Shniduchu B'meduche Shabasar Ben Yomai. If spices are ground in a Fleishiga Ben Yomai mill. Now for this purposes, Tavlin refers to dried spices. It also refers to salt. So even if salt is put through a pepper mill or a salt mill and it's ground up, and it was done in a Fleishiga Ben Yomai, the Mechaber says, Ben Yomai, fleshing a mill, then also lochla mechalav. Then the spices are now considered to be fleshig because of the duchka on the davar charif makes it that it's beleya a full measure of tam. It's not, we don't consider it to be a nap or not, but rather it gets a full amount of tam, and therefore it's also lochla mechalav. Therefore, the Mechaber says you cannot eat it with milchigs. Now the Meshachin Taz both ask on the Mechaber that this is connected what the Mechaber writes in Simon Kuf Gimel. There the Mechaber is Machmer, even if the mill is in Eina Ben Yomai. How come over here the Mechaber is only concerned if the mill is a Ben Yomai? Therefore, the Shach says the Iker is like the Ramah that we're about to see. The Ramah says, Yeshayimim afilu Eina Ben Yomai. Even if it's an Eina Ben Yomai mill, you cannot eat it with milchigs. And the Taz similarly leaves the Mechaber as a Tzarech Ian. However, the Rabbi Kiveger and Prima Gadim and other Achrayim explain that it's not comparable to the case of Simen Kuf Gimel. Simen Kuf Gimel is dealing with Isser. By Isser, there's no heter of Nat Bar Nat. By Fleishigs, there is an Indian of Nat Bar Nat. So even though we're Machmir, like we said, that we consider that it gets a full measure of Tam, but we're only Machmer, the Mechaber is only Machmer when it's a Ben Yomai. But to say two Chumras, just to be Machmer, that it gets a full measure of Tam, and that it could be Mechal Yilishvach, that the Mechaber is unwilling to say. In Simikov Gimel, when we're dealing with Isser, so even a Nap or Not, there's no distinction between one Nesinas Tam, or two Nesinas Tams, or three Nap or Not, Bar Not, Bar Not, is all Osser. Mimelo, the only chiddush you have to come on to is that it's mechal yalei lishvach. That's the only issue that's unresolved. And therefore, we are machmer about that. But over here, by Bas B'chalov, we have to take on two chumras. We have to say that a davar charif has the ability to be mechal yalei lishvach, and that it has the ability to get a full measure of tam. And although certain items have the ability to do that, it's knowing a chiltis, have certain, there it's mefurish, different chumras, but that it's not mefurish when it comes to other dvarim charifim. Memela, a stam tavlin or melach, to assume about them that it could do both these things, that it could be mechayel shvach, and that it could be, get a full measure of tam, that those two chumras the mechaber, doesn't hold. Memela, the mechaber is mekel if it is an ein ben yomai. He's only machmer if it's a ben yomai. The Gra, the Bira Gra over here gives a very interesting, another teretz for the Mechaber. Very interesting. He says that here we're talking about a Dover Yavish Legamri. And as you recall from the previous Tzif, the Shach over there differentiated by the Zangvil, by the ginger, if it's completely dry, then the Harifas doesn't have the same, the duchka with the davar charif doesn't have the same ability to remove tam if it's completely dry. So here, when we talk about stam tavlin, spices, we're talking about things which are completely dry, things like, you know, pepper. So when you grind it up, here the mechaber is mekel that it does not take out the full tam if it's not mechayel shvach, rather if it's an ein ben yomai, we're not machmer. Okay, so those are two mahalchim to explain the Mechaber. Okay, now there's a famous machloikis, the Magen Avraham and the Evan Hoizer. The Evan Hoizer is actually right here on this sif, regarding the following scenario. If you have a mill, you have a let's say you took onions and you cut them with a fleishiga knife, and then you put them into a power of a mill. Today's equivalent would be a food processor, and you then chopped up these fleishiga onions in that food processor. what is now the status of this food processor? If you took another onion, the onion, let's say, you put in, it was cut with a paar of a knife, and you put this next onion into this food processor, is this next onion, does it become fleishigs as well? Can I cook it with milchigs? So the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Pesach says that, nope, the mill is now fleishigs. Because it had a fleishig onion that was cut up in it, now the mill is fleishigs. And if you subsequently cut another onion in there, that next onion will become fleishigs as well. The Evan Oizer disagrees. The Evan Oizer says, no, that already, by the time it gets to the next onion, it's considered a naparnat. That which we say that davar charif doesn't allow it to become a naparnat. It takes out a full nesinas tam. That's only from the knife into the onion. When I take the fleishig knife, I cut the onion, it gets a full tam. It doesn't go down to being a naparnat, rather it'll extract a full nesinas tam from the knife into the onion. But when it goes from that onion into the next knife, or into the next blade, then already it'll become a naparnat. So therefore in this case, that mill, or that food processor, only has in it a naparnat of fleishigs. And therefore, in effect, it's parv. The next onion that it'll cut will remain parv. Because then the tam going in l'chatchilu will only be already a naparnat of fleishigs, and that would be parv into the onion, which is still parv. Therefore, you could even take that onion and cook it with milchigs. Now, how do we paskin? So, l'mais the paiskim, our makel, they go like the Evan Oizer. The Evan Oizer himself brings that the Shach is meduyik like him, and I believe the Chavis Das also goes like the Evan Oizer, and the later Paiskim can go that way. And the Paiskim say that this is how we go. We go like the Evan Oizer, but the chatchila one should be machmir for the Magen Avraham. So one shouldn't cut their onions with a fleishig knife and then put them into their parv food processor. If you're going to want to keep your food processor parv, you should only cut the onions with parv knives. The Chacham Sadim goes further and says that the cutting board that you use should also be parv. You shouldn't use a parv knife to cut a onion on a fleishig cutting board. Even that so much, even though the duch against the board is perhaps much less, that too one should be machmer ba. So, but one should try to use a parv knife, parv cutting board to keep their food processor parv. If a mistake happened, so then they could be soymech on the Evan Oizer that it does not make their food processor fleishigs. If one wants to be machmer kash the food processor, they could do that too. But maker din, there's no need to do that. They could rely on the Evanizer. Now there's a famous Beis Meir that's brought over here on this halacha. The Beis Meir says that he talks about a common scenario. A person, this probably happens, almost every week in someone's house, they take a milchig knife, they cut up an onion, and then they take it and they fry it in a fleishiga frying pan. So now, what is the status of over here? What's the din with the frying pan, the onion? What do we say? So the Beis Meir says there's a makom to be makel in this case. He says that which the Ramah is machmir and says who din ain't ben yomai. That's only by a tznoin. But by onions, so there's a tzad to be makel, that maybe it's not as chomer as a tznoin. Maybe we don't say, maybe even the Ramo agrees, we don't say all the chumras, that it's mechayel l'shvach. Again, we're assuming this milchig knife, we do not know that it was used with fleishigs in the last 24 hours. In fact, the Beis Meir goes a step further and says, the person, when it comes to milchig knives, there's even a chance that it was not used with hot milchigs at all. I mean, if you think about it, how does a person use their milchig knife? They use it for maybe on a klisheni they'll use it, for eating. They'll eat on their plate some hot foods. There's what to be makel about that. Even if davar gur shana kli sheni, the maker a din, the ramaz makel, that it's only has a din of a kli sheni. So when do we ever really take a knife and cut a kli rishon dika hat the milchig or something? And even if we do, we most likely was not within the last 24 hours. So we can assume stam knives are ein ben yomai. And the base mayor goes further and says it's considered like a, it's not considered reif tashmishai bechamim. It's considered reif tashmishai betzainin, which is another tzad to be makel. Now, one could question, how could you be makel if we're dealing here with a davar charif? And a davar charif, the whole tzad to be makel by a reif tashmishai is only when it's in ein ben yomai. But here, if we're dealing with the davar charif, which could be mechali leila shvach, so what does it help you, the heter of reif tashmishai? So again, one way to understand the base mayor is that perhaps it was never used with hot milchigs at all. It doesn't just mean reif tashmishai; it means the reif tashmish of a milchig knife is perhaps it never got used with hot milchigs at all. Another explanation, perhaps, is that because it's not the common use to use it with hot milchigs, the person doesn't even remember what he might have used it with, and therefore you'd have a suffix whether it's nice and tam lefgam. Not because it's an ein ben yomai, but maybe the food, the milchig of food that it was used with, even if there was one hot milchig of food that was used with many weeks ago, once I don't know anymore what that food was, so I have a legitimate suffix that maybe it's nice and tam lefgam into whatever fleishigs I'm dealing with now. Even though milk and meat on their own are considered nice and tam leshvach, it's not a suffix that maybe it's nice and alefgam. But otherwise, the Paiskim say that even if a person took a milchiga spoon and used it to stir a fleishiga pad, then it's a star, but he doesn't know whether he used it or not, we apply the rule stam kalim ein ben yomai even to milchigs and fleishigs, which means stam kalim ein ben yomai works on the premise of a svek sveika. Suffix maybe it wasn't used in 24 hours, and even if it was, maybe that food was nice and alefgam. So even though milk and meat on their own are nice and tam l'shvach, when it's mixed with other foods, it could be nice and tam l'fgam. So just because milk tastes good with meat, maybe milk that was in a pizza with the cheese and the sauce and the spices and everything that comes together with that milchigs, maybe that would be nice and tam l'fgam into this into a specific type of into chicken. Maybe chicken doesn't taste good with the pizza. So, mainly, yeah, you would have a legitimate suffix that it would be nice and tam, of nice and tam of gam here as well. So, the base mayor puts it all together and he says that in this case, if it's a makam of tzairich, one could be mekel, there's a makam to be mekel. Now, the question whether all the paiskim agree to this base mayor, the pasha's reading of the Ramah is that he's talking even by a, tavlin. He's not discussing over here Dafka Tznoin, and he says that even Eina Ben Yaimai were Machmer, and even though it's Milchigs, it sounds like the Rama is piling on all the Chumras connected this base mayor, at least connected the Pashas, unless you want to say, attribute all different Chidushim. But the Maisa, one Hachra over here would be that the food itself, if it's not a Hefsik Meruba on the food, one would forgo the food in this case. If one cut the onion already, he sauteed it on in the fleishiga pan. One would just throw away the onion. As for the pan itself, there are reasons to be makel, and therefore, if you leave the pan 24 hours, there's reason to be makel already, not to necessarily need to kasher the pan, especially if it's very difficult to kasher, if it has a Teflon coating and maybe it'll ruin it if you kasher it or something, there's room to be makel. If it's not a big difficulty, though, It would probably be proper to kasha the pan because the Pasha's reading of the Rama is Lechumra. But there are many that, if it's a Makam Tzarech, they rely on the base mayor. That's the Makam over here to Megal that. That's part of the that's what's involved in the question over here. Is it dafka by a tznoin, or could we apply it even to, or is the Rama being machmer by all tavlin, like the pasha reading of the Rama, and that would apply to an onion as well, or is there a makom to say that the Rama only meant to be machmer by a tznoin, but it, one could be makel if it's an aparnat and ein ben yomai. By an onion in such a case.